This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today I'm going to talk through one of my favorite poems. I may have referenced this before in the past. I don't believe that I have, but I may have. It's a short little poem that I read in a book, A Fighter's Heart by Sam Sheridan, that I believe was in JFK's wallet as well. And the poem goes, I don't think it's a haiku. I don't know the difference, to be honest. The poem goes, bullfight critics ranked in rows, crowd the enormous plaza full. But he's the only one that knows, and he's the one that fights the bull. I remember reading this many, many years ago, and it really resonated with me at the time. I mean, I was at a stage of development, that's, you know, then as I am now, and probably how I interpret it today probably be a bit different to how I interpreted it back then, but there's a lot of things going in that sort of small, four-line poem. And what was interesting for me at the time was going, you know, there's always going to be people judging, but they're not doing what I'm doing. At the time, I remember really, really going after having this, I suppose, like audacious goals and big goals and going after it. And probably being somewhat judged by other people, but I'm probably heavily judged by myself. And remembering that, like, you know, no matter what I do, if I'm just having a go and doing this, the people that are going to be critiquing me are going to be in the crowd. They won't know what it's like. So don't worry about them. They won't know. They're happy to critique. The other bullfighters, they don't critique you so much. They know they've fought the bull. Now, let's be clear here. I'm not for bullfighting. Like, don't go to Spain and go hang out with those guys. I'm not saying that. Bullfighting could be literally fighting the beast. And the beast sometimes is not outside of us. Sometimes it's inside of us, so to speak. And so it really is about making sure for us that we're able to identify what is our fight. What is a good fight for us? What's the worthy opponent that we are currently facing? And what's something that we want to go after? What is the fight that we want to have? And understanding that allows us to then go, well, okay, is something that comes up for me thinking, what are other people going to think about this? What are other people going to say? Are other people going to judge me? And they think that I'm good enough. They think I'm not good enough. What are they going to say to me? All this sort of shit. And none of it's relevant. Most of it comes from people that will never step into the ring. They don't step into the fighter circle. They don't do it. They're happy to judge from the sidelines, right? Or maybe it's the person who goes, I fought a bull once. So what? You're not fighting my bull. And this is the big thing here, is that we have to recognize that all of that's just noise. And all of the noise in our head is actually so fucking similar. It's just fucking noise. And when we're in a position where we can really learn to just move that aside and let go of that and move through and fight the fight that we have decided to have, regardless of other people's noise, their input, whatever it may be, then that's what's going to be beneficial for us personally. And so there's a couple of things within this that I want to point out. The first one was judgment, right? Was using our map of reality to judge somebody else's actions. And that, often that's what people are doing. That they grab their map of reality that they have designed and devised over the years. And they've gone, this is what actually how I interpret reality. And then they look at somebody else's situation and they'll use their map often to be able to judge somebody else's situation and actions. They're like, I wouldn't do that if I was in that position. Well, guess what, mate? You're not in that position. They look at things like, you know, someone like Elon Musk, and they judge his actions. It's like, if I was in that position, I would do X. It's like, you don't know what it's like to be in that position. I'm not defending Elon's actions ever, or both ways. But the thing about it is that there are so many unknowns that we clearly just do not understand or know about somebody else's position. And so our ability to ask, our ability to question and come from this place of curiosity can really be beneficial for us to get and gauge a really good understanding of what this other person's experience actually is. And that can help us understand even better why they might be making the decisions they're making, right? Otherwise, all we're doing is like, I've thought about their position and I would do X. It's like, you fucking haven't. You haven't, because you're not taking their map of reality. If we understood their map of reality and then looked at their behaviors, we'd go, well, that makes sense. That probably fucking would. So the thing there is that the judgment is often judgment of self. It's so often judgment of self. And it's really interesting because people will be like, I would never judge someone else. It's like, we're probably constantly judging, really. You know, am I doing okay? Am I good enough? I'm probably not good enough. And it's all a confidence esteem issue going on. And that's another podcast in itself. So it's really been out of sea. Well, hang on a sec. Where is this judgment actually coming from? These noises I'm hearing that I'm calling judgment, are they my words or are they words that I heard from somebody else that I now own as mine, that I've identified with? Because then you start identifying in your map of reality as somebody else's like thoughts, and you haven't even recognized that, but then you're judging somebody else because that's how you were taught how to exist and feel safe. It's fucking phenomenal, but it's extremely interesting and very true. The other thing with it is that more often than not, there's a lack of compassion. Lack of compassion to truly step out of your frame of reality and try to really step into somebody else's and look at their situation from a position of compassion. And the ability to do that in some of the hardest circumstances gives us like some of the strongest personality traits, and also broadens our perspective of how different situations in reality could be doing. The problem is that so often people are stuck in thinking that their way of seeing the world is right. It's like, well, of course you think it's right. That's why you fucking do it. But there's so many different variations of it, and it could be right in a different context, but not in this context. It's not the right thing to do, you know, and then define right, hey, like there is no right and wrong, which is, of course, another conversation. But the ability to look at somebody else's situation from trying to understand their situation and their map of reality with compassion is so beautifully authentic and broadens our own and deepens our own perspective. The other thing is that the awards always go to the person who's taking action, right? Now, participation award is once again another conversation, but the fruits go to the people that put in the labor. Now, there's of course, you know, exceptions to that rule, and I get that. You know, people might talk about capitalism or something along those lines, but I'm really talking about here is that when we put in the work, and I mean true, honest work, not just labor, because sometimes it's not labor, sometimes it's intellectual labor, sometimes it's emotional labor, right? When we put in the work with the intent of really trying to find out the answer, we will finally get the fruits, hey? Like, the rewards go to those that act. The other thing there is that, and probably the last point here, and this is a message that I definitely had to learn to take on, and I really offered everyone listening, is that know within yourself that what you're doing is true to yourself. If you know that what you're doing is true and honest and comes from a really safe and genuine loving place, even if sometimes it's deciding and making the tough decisions and decisions that make other people not like you and so forth, but you've got a long-term vision that you know is going to be best for everyone, then stay true to that. The world needs more of that, mostly, you know, and to know within ourselves that what we're doing is true to us is one of the most powerful things we can do, because then we can go fight our bull. We can go fight the bull and not get caught up with what other people think about us, what other people think about our actions. We can go for our awards. We can go for our rewards. We can go after what's true and important to us and write our own journey without worrying about what everyone else is doing. And on that note, team, I'm out. I hope you got a lot out of this podcast. And if you did, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, then jump on Mood Prep on Facebook. Search Mood Prep Online. You'll find us on there and join the conversation. Otherwise, until tomorrow, peace and pizza. Kick today in the dick. Slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.